The Diary of Anne Frank is one of the best-selling books of all time. With 25 million copies sold, it is second only to the Bible. Though its author never lived to see her 16th birthday, what Anne Frank endured during the Holocaust has served as a eulogy for the millions of children who perished during World War II. Perhaps the saddest part of Anne Frank's story is that she died just months before Allied troops invaded Western Europe. Even sadder for us is that 50 years after the first publication of her diary, children are once again in hiding, tortured, and orphaned, this time in China. Who are these children? They are children who embrace the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. They are the young practitioners of Falun Gong. In 2002, a young Falun Gong practitioner wrote,
"I'm a fifth grade student in elementary school. My younger sister is a fourth grade student. The school principal asked my sister and me, 'Will you still practice Falun Gong?' Both of us answered, 'We will practice Falun Gong.' Then the principal expelled us from school and would not allow us to return. He also reported us to the 610 office."
What is Falun Gong? Falun Gong is a mind and body cultivation system that includes the practice of exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. People who practice regularly find it to bring them better health, reduced stress, and inner peace. The practice began in China in 1992 and spread by word of mouth throughout China. By July 20, 1999, Falun Gong grew to 100 million practitioners. The number of people practicing Falun Gong was larger than the 60 million Communist Party members. The jealous dictator Jiang Zemin immediately banned Falun Gong and announced it to be the number one enemy of the state and considers it a threat to his power. The drive to eradicate Falun Gong has become a program of brutal persecution and systematic genocide. A massive hate campaign of misinformation, intimidation, and brutality spread across China. In the weeks, months, and years that followed, hundreds of thousands of people who practice Falun Gong have been imprisoned in psychiatric hospitals, forced labor camps, brainwashing centers, and prisons. As of September 2004, nearly 1,050 deaths from torture have been verified by outside sources, but the actual number is in the thousands. Unfortunately, children have not been left out of Jiang's plans to eradicate Falun Gong.
"My name is Ying Huang. Grandpa calls me Little Happy. When I was 3 months old, police took my mama away. Grandpa brought me to her home. I don't remember my mama's face. When I was a year and a half, I saw my mama's dead body. This was the last time I saw her. At that time, my daddy was still in labor camp. Grandma doesn't know my mama died, but I know. I never talk to my grandma about my mama. She will cry if I say so. Now I am living with my grandma and grandpa. They are old. No money. This is our house. I want my mama. I want my daddy."
November 23, 2001, Liu Xiaotian was in school. He was told that his parents were kidnapped by the police because they practiced Falun Gong. The police later came to look for him. With a neighbor's help, Xiaotian managed to escape to his uncle's place, a house in the countryside in Fujian province, where he was again traced by local police. In June of 2003, after his uncle paid huge amounts of money, Xiao Tian managed to escape to Denmark. Again, with the help of kind-hearted people, Xiao Tian was able to find Falun Gong practitioners in Denmark. But the first news from his uncle in China was that both of his parents were tortured to death within 5 months after their kidnapping. It is not hard to imagine how many children are suffering pain from the loss of their parents. At the same time, numerous children are suffering hardships after their parents were imprisoned or sent to forced labor camps. What's even more shocking, young children are under direct persecution by Zhang regime as well because of their practice of Falun Gong or because their parents practice Falun Gong. Chen Ying, a 17-year-old high school student, died in police custody in August 1999. Meng Hao, an 8-month-old baby, was sent to detention center with his mother in October 2000. Both mother and son died from torture. Rong Rong is 4 years old now. Her father was tortured to death in November 2000 when Rong Rong was 11 months old. Her mother was later arrested and disappeared in May 2001. 4-year-old Rong Rong lives with her grandpa. Choi Jin Shu died of torture injuries in August 2003, leaving her son behind. Wu Lingxia died in July 2002 after 1 year of torture and abuse in detention centers, leaving her teenage son alone. The cases we have verified are just a drop in the ocean in the 5 years of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. How many children have been deprived of happy childhood and family life during the persecution? How many family tragedies have this inhumane persecution created? At this time, it is hard for us to accurately determine. For the future of the children, the beautiful future of mankind and justice, the world's people must join hands to put an end to this inhumane persecution.